The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hello and welcome to The Art Spot. My name is Jerry Lynn Schulke, and today in the studio, we have Ashley Melzer and Zach Ward with DSI Comedy Theater and the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival. Welcome, guys.
Yay!
Ticker tape. Thank you, Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. I can't wait for this festival to start. What year is this festival in now?
We are at 15 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy thing to look back and think that in 2001, this comedy festival started. So, we're celebrating our 15th anniversary.
How did it start?
Well,
did it begin
with a dream and a plan?
Yeah.
Exactly.
A dream and a plan and a back room somewhere.
Was it like one night or was it like a weekend?
It was two nights. The very first festival in 2001, I was actually living in Chicago at the time. So I'm from Chapel Hill, and which is why DSI is located here. So I'm from Chapel Hill. I was living in Chicago, and my comedy partner at the time, Beth Maluski, and I were like, we want to go home to Chapel Hill, or I want to go home. I want you to bring you home, and we want to do shows for the weekend. So we said, in order to do that, let's put a festival together so that we can pay for our plane tickets. So really it was this like, you know what? I don't really have a lot of money right now. So if I do a festival, we can cover our expenses.
Like ask other groups to perform.
At the time we had three college improv teams and our comedy duo from Chicago. Okay. And that was it. Two nights and like 35 people. And after that festival was over, like a week later, people were like, okay, great. Well, what's happening in 2002? And then it sort of snowballed from there. So we were like, I guess we'll do another one. Actually, it was interesting when someone asked me, so when is 2002 happening? Without skipping a beat, I looked in my calendar and I was like, February, blah, blah, blah. As if I had already written these dates and I was like, well, I guess I have to plan a festival.
Well, you know, the thing is sometimes, I mean, I'm reading this really great book right now, but there's something about doing stuff that you know and that seems familiar, but then also stepping into that unknown place of like, you kind of do have to do both. You kind of have to like say, okay, this is familiar and I know what I'm doing here, but it's like a balancing act. But then I just kind of have to trust that I'm going to do something that I don't know how to do. And it's going to come together.
Right.
Yes. I get the
that's
right people involved.
That's what we would say is improv.
That's what we say is improv and what we do every single day.
Oh, my gosh. That's true. That's absolutely true. Ashley, when did you get involved?
I got involved last year. It was my first year with the festival. I came on as associate producer. But
you've been involved with DSI for much longer than
I think this year we're coming up on my fourth year at DSI.
Right.
So I started taking classes here. I'd never done comedy before, but I wanted to stay in the area. I thought it would be an interesting way to shake myself up creatively, and it absolutely was. And I had experience working with the Hopscotch Music Festival, so Zach talked to me about coming on as associate producer because we wanted to take this festival into the next level.
Right.
Trying to expand our footprint and also create more both educational and interesting experiences for performers and the community, which I think we've done.
Yeah, I think last year was actually, there was a goal last year of involving more of the community. So last year we had partnerships with a lot more community organizations, not just great venues like the Arts Center, but organizations that were putting
Flyleaf
on shows around town, exactly. So we did that for our 14th anniversary, and this year, obviously, we had a major change in moving the theater from Carrboro to downtown Chapel Hill. But I think that's now creating a really great space that between where DSI is now on West Franklin Street and the Art Center and the Cradle in Carrboro, that serves like now as a corridor. So all of our artists are staying at the Hampton Inn in Carrboro.
Of course.
So people are like driving in, staying there, and then it's really a comedy block party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty fun.
That's awesome. Plus, was it last year that you started doing more like workshops and stuff, or have you been doing that for a while?
No, the whole mission of the festival is education. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing workshops the whole time.
Okay.
But last year we did do a lot more for the public. So we've done a lot of master classes and a lot of outside instructors coming in to offer public workshops.
Okay. So I would like to be like to know, because I'm always curious how people get started doing. Well, you kind of touched on you'd never done this before. So were you a student at UNC? And
I came
got out of school.
Yeah, I came to UNC for a master's program in folklore.
Okay,
I had done my undergrad in filmmaking at the University of Southern California, mm-hmm. and I came to this area to do documentary work. Mm-hmm. My interest has long been doing. Creating artistic projects out of either documentary work or just things that are true in life. And comedy does that all the time, whether you're mm-hmm. doing stand-up or sketch.
Right.
Or even in improv, you're taking true experiences and mm-hmm. creating something hopefully funny out of them.
Right.
Because it provides release for everyday life. And so, like, it really...
I don't know why that tickled me so much. Like, hopefully funny.
Hopefully funny. Some things are dark. Yeah. Some true things are dark. But... comedy was just like a natural extension mm-hmm. of my creative interest. And working for the festival has sort of allowed me to hopefully work on giving those experiences to other people. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we're talking about in terms of community outreach mm-hmm. are attempts to like show the public around here that may not necessarily know that comedy is important. Really drive that home.
Yeah.
Like, it's not only just something that gets you tickled and, you know, you get to spend a minute away.
Right.
It also can be very informative in terms of politics or, you know, like, social commentary or what have you.
Absolutely. And your health. Laughter is the best medicine. I mean, there seriously, I think people who are you know, take more enjoyment in life are more balanced and happier and healthier people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my personal bias. But,
yeah. Well, one of the core concepts of improv is that whatever choice is made, you act as if you chose it. So even if you're in a tough spot, like personally, or you're in a tough spot in a scene, you just act as if that's something that you chose and you go
with
for it
yeah.
with the best attitude possible.
So I'll say that for this year, we really, really hope that there's no ice storm. However,
we did not choose that.
We did not choose the ice storm in 2014, which actually happened in smack right in the middle of our festival.
But
we rolled with it.
Yeah,
and it actually
absolutely.
Made some pretty amazing things possible mm-hmm. that wouldn't have been possible
absolutely.
If it didn't happen.
Right.
So.
Zach, can you tell us a little bit? Lots of people know who you are, and the name Zach Ward.
Stop it.
Has a lot
Stop
to do
it.
With what you do and what mm-hmm. you have done and what you do for our community. But Who is Zach Ward?
Well, I don't know who Jack Ward is. I think this is who I am. This mm-hmm. is what I do, and I think one of the big things that makes a theater like DSI possible and sort of the growth of the festival is that I believe in the work that we do on stage, and I believe in what we teach in our classes. So. What the festival does in bringing these artists to town and putting up, we have 90 local performers that have trained at DSI and are on stage on a weekly or monthly basis. Everybody is at their core pushing out this concept of yes and, of unconditional support and community. And I think it's really like living that and knowing that I don't just have a business where I'm trying to sell something that is outside of me. Like, this is it. This is who I am. And so I think that's why it's sort of grown organically
right.
so much in the last decade or 15 years now. But also, outside of comedy, I'm a dad. I have a 2.5-year-old. And so I actually get to improvise every single day. So all the pretending I do on stage may not be appropriate for his age yet. but I get to improvise and play pretend all the time.
Well, excellent. We'll be right back. We're going to start talking about the schedule for the Comedy Festival when we come right back. You're listening to The Art Spot on WCHL. Hey, welcome back to The Art Spot. My name is Jerry Lynn Schulke. I'm from the Art Center in Carrboro, and we have the fortunate gift, I guess, of having presented one weekend of the Comedy Arts Festival, North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival. We host lots of the improv groups that will be coming through, and we've been doing that for, I don't know, four or five years
now?
Something.
Yeah, I think
right.
at least from 2010, mm-hmm. maybe 2000, maybe 2009.
Right.
Yeah, so this year actually we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday night improv groups from all over the country, college improv teams, professional teams. On Wednesday, February 11th, very excited to welcome back veteran comedian Emo Phillips, who is just like he's a legend. He's a legend and super fun and one of the kindest people I've ever met. So he's going to be there on Wednesday. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. And that's Wednesday, February 12th. But there's a lot of things. Or no, February
11th. 11th.
February 11th.
Right. And there's a lot of things coming up before then.
Yeah, so we have shows actually at so many different venues, obviously at the Arts Center, on both stages actually, the Irwin and the West End Theater at the Arts Center. But we've partnered with the Cradle, with Local 506, obviously at DSI, and we even have a Valentine's Day show with Maria Bamford. Yay. At the Carolina Theater in Durham, which is sort of an amazing opportunity, mm-hmm. to present Maria,
yeah.
Who will be on hand for a couple of days, so she... maybe dropping into other shows, so you never know. Yeah, so that's very exciting.
That's fantastic. How do people find out more information about the shows?
Our full schedule is online at nccomedyarts.com. There you can check out venue information, show times, and also read short bios about the acts that you could see.
Okay. Yeah, but we have improv, sketch, and stand-up. So one thing that is right. like really important to the festival is this education piece we talked about, mm-hmm. in the earlier segment, that we do have workshops for artists and workshops for the general public. But part of the goal of the festival over the last 15 years has been educating the audiences in the Triangle, oh, here's what comedy can be, right? So there was, in 2001, it was a very different climate for appreciating comedy. Right. So improv, especially long-form improvisation, is new. Obviously, you know, coming up soon, Saturday Night Live is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So sketch comedy has been around, but sketch comedy in a small venue, sketch comedy in a smaller market, mm-hmm. Has not necessarily been as mainstream, mm-hmm. right? So getting to understand, sure. oh, what can improv be? What can sketch comedy be? And what can stand-up be that doesn't feel like your weekend two-drink minimum club act, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So there are lots of things that the festival over the last 15 years has done to educate audiences too. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about the mix of artists that we have coming in for the festival this year. It's going
to
be great.
And it used to be that it was 3 weekends in a row, but you've really stretched that out, correct? You've really tried to fill those 3 weeks as opposed to just the weekend.
Well, we used to break it down where the first week might be stand-up, the second right. week might be sketch, the third week would be improv. And we found that we have a lot of people who are multidisciplinary. Mm. So we have people who are coming in who are improvisers who also do stand-up. And instead of asking them to travel down twice or to stay for a week, which is right. a little untenable, we try to create opportunities for them to perform multiple times in a weekend. And so that gives us access to celebrate those artists in different ways.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll have this first weekend, which we're in the middle of, actually.
Yes, right.
We have... you do see a core. So this first weekend is like sketch and stand-up and maybe a couple improv shows. Mm-hmm. Next weekend will be a majority improv, but there are opportunities for sketch acts to be highlighted on the Arts Center main stage, mm-hmm. that we really want to give an opportunity to.
Right.
And there's even at DSI on Saturday night a stand-up showcase, an all-star stand-up showcase. So these are the things that are sort of like we wanted to have those crossover.
Right.
So an audience can see an improv show and, hey, stick around. Coming up next are 5 amazing stand-up comics, that sort of thing.
Nice.
And the festival actually caps off with Carolina's Funniest Comic. So on Sunday the 15th, we have the finals of, it's our 8th annual competition, mm-hmm. but the finals of Carolina's Funniest Comic, which for the second year now partners with a theater in South Carolina. So we have a contest that's currently happening in South Carolina. Our 2 finalists have been named for North Carolina, and so 2 from North Carolina and 2 from South Carolina will face off. So.
Yeah, and the 2 from North Carolina yes. are Chad Cosby and Leo Hodson.
Oh,
yeah.
Leo.
Yeah, yeah. So 2 very nice. 2 very funny comics. I'm excited to see
awesome.
The show.
Yeah. Can you I would love to know some of your favorite groups that come. I know a lot of groups come back every year to perform, either at your beckoning or they just love to be part of
it. It takes so much beckoning. I'm like,
yeah, tons of beckoning.
Starting in September, I'm like, beckon.
Please. No, seriously, there's got to be like some that you're like, I can't wait to see these guys again. They're so great. Or that there's some that you kind of, they started out and you were like, wow, more people need to know about these guys because they're great and they're small and nobody knows them. So
I'll be honest. I'm the one. I love to see the headliners, like Magnet mm-hmm. Touring Company mm-hmm. is always mind blowing to me. But I'm always really excited to see the teams of people who started out maybe on Chips mm-hmm. or started out with DSI and come back home and get really excited to play together, either for a one off for that year. That's their only chance to play together because they live in New York in LA.
Right.
Or they just get to bring their show home. So
that's actually like really exciting.
That's
like
awesome.
To piggyback that
absolutely.
This festival, when it started, was obviously, you know, people were coming in for it from their respective colleges or towns. But now the festival has sort of become, at least a percentage of it, has become a homecoming.
Yeah.
So we have groups that are coming in from LA, New York, and Chicago and other cities where they're really submitting a show, which is a reunion show. And Chips, which is the UNC Chapel Hills improv group, this will be the second year that we'll have a Chips alumni show, which is exciting because there are generations of college improvisers that sort of have this foundation coming back together to play. So that's really fun.
So a team like that, for instance, would be a team called House Meeting, who they perform regularly at UCBLA. Mm-hmm. And Mary Sasson and Manu Agapian both started in Chips and at DSI, and now they come back with their friend Betsy Sodaro, and they perform a set. So they'll be performing, I believe it's
Thursday the 12th at the Art Center main stage, second show.
Nice. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. So lots of people have gone out from here that you have not trained, but you've given them opportunities to learn improv.
You can say we train them.
I guess you teach them.
Well,
I mean,
this is one of the things we believe in. You never stop training.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, these are people that, I mean, Chips. I mean, I started Chips at UNC. So, I mean, there are people that have come up through Chips and DSI and have taken classes and gotten stage experience and then have gone on to UCB or IO in Chicago, Second City, and are doing things that we're so proud of to see happen, but then like really humbled by people who want to come back and just get on stage.
Of course.
On their home stage.
Yeah,
right. And it's also nice in that DSI has moved from the theater in Carrboro which is on the loading dock of an old mill to like street front with an actual green room in the basement and like a lobby. and so people are coming back and like, oh, wow. But this is their home too, right? And that's kind of the thing that, you know, we're a theater, but like we have a really tight-knit family.
Sure.
Community
Absolutely.
Feel.
So. Absolutely, which is important and something we value in Chapelboro.
Shameless plug, plug.
We'll be right back here listening to The Art Spot. Welcome back to The Art Spot. We are talking this weekend with two producers of the North Carolina Comedy
Arts
Festival.
You could have said very talented comedians.
Well, that too. But you guys are really spearheading and, you know, shepherding this entire festival, which is an amazing feat. 15th year for the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival. We're so excited to have all these comics coming into town, into our community. They're going to be doing a lot of shows at a lot of different venues. Want to make sure that you guys get a final say on anything you want to make sure that we know.
Yeah, well, there are a couple shows that we're really excited about. One, our weekly show, which happens every Friday at 10 at the theater, Mr. Diplomat. It's a free improv show. This year, we have some very special guests who are dropping into that show, which we cannot talk about. It's still going to be a free show, but if people want to see it, they should reserve tickets in advance. So you do have to reserve tickets, even though it's a free show, to come to that. And there's a show that Ashley has been doing, which I will plug, called Show and Tell, which is a really exciting new storytelling show that I've been super proud to watch sort of develop at the theater, which has storytellers bringing in an actual item to show off. We all remember Show and Tell.
Yeah, right.
So they show off this item from their life and then tell a story about it. So you get to be in the audience seeing this thing from their life and then hear the story about this object.
But yeah, I'm ex- and For this show, we've partnered with Southern Cultures, which is an academic journal on UNC's campus, to line up some really amazing Southern storytellers. So Daniel Wallace will be coming. Michael Muhammad Knight is a PhD student. Religious studies will be telling a story. Stephanie Elizondo Griest will be telling a story.
Gary Crunkleton will be telling a story.
Gary Crunkleton will be telling a story. And later that night, we'll be having an after party. The Crunkleton is one of our sponsors. We'll be having an after party. So he'll get to show off all night
long. Nice.
Yeah. Cool.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
So those are some shows that we're really excited about.
Yeah.
Wanting people to come out to, and really just, you know, so we end like every show at DSI, sort of inviting and encouraging people to get out of their house and go see live shows. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's really important that people know it doesn't have to be at DSI. You don't even have to see comedy shows at this festival. Mm-hmm. But just get out of your house and see live art.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. How do people find out more information? The schedule?
We'll have a bat signal. It'll go up in the sky. And there's a DSI logo. And
there is a show called The Bat. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, but The Bat is improv done in complete darkness. So the bat signal in this case would not be very helpful.
But they can go online at nccomedyarts.com. They can also stop by the Arts Center. They can stop by DSI at any time over the next 10 days, and we'll do what we can for them.
Do you still have flyers all around town that people
can
pick up?
Posters and flyers and bears. Oh my. but yeah, just go online, Google NC Comedy Arts, and you'll find out all of the events. And obviously, this festival ends on the 15th, but comedy and Chapel Hill and Carrboro doesn't stop.
It never stops.
Yeah. Never stops.
That never stops. Thanks so much for being here, you guys. North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival starts, it's already started. It's running currently, and it goes until February 15th. So get out and see some shows, comedy, and live art. Thanks so much, you guys, for being here.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn.
You're welcome.